In the petition, the protesters that were drawn from 31 civil society organizations urged South Africa to protect Zimbabweans and other foreigners who are being attacked by local people, claiming that they have grabbed their jobs and lucrative businesses. They sang revolutionary songs denouncing President Jacob Zuma's government, while at the same time urging President Robert Mugabe to sort out Zimbabwe's crippling socio-economic and political challenges in order to ensure that locals can find better jobs in the country instead of migrating to South Africa. The petition was received by Deputy Commissioner Pumla Andy Makwabe in the presence of the Mayor of Harare, Bernard Manyanyeni.
Your Worship, thank you so much for this opportunity for coming and informing us what is happening in Harare. Yes, there are people that came. Definitely we are receiving the communication and will forward it directly to our government for it to look at it, and they will come back to you. So there will be information that will be communicated through the government of Zimbabwe and also for His Worship to understand.
Police, who had earlier on denied the protesters permission to engage in the street marches, monitored the situation to ensure that no one was harmed. Pride Mkono, who was one of the protesters, condemned the xenophobic attacks and urged the Zimbabwean government to address the country's economic meltdown as a way of curbing the mass migration of locals to South Africa.
That we as citizens of Zimbabwe have a responsibility both to demand the right to work, which is enshrined in the constitution of this land, from our government, so that our brothers can come back from South Africa and be able to make a choice in Zimbabwe, whether they want to work here or not.
Another Zimbabwean who also took part in the street protest was Maureen Kademaunga. She expressed unhappiness over the xenophobic attacks and the situation back home.
I'm very angry because right now these xenophobic attacks that are happening mainly on Zimbabweans and Somalians. And we know the reason why Zimbabweans are in South Africa is because our own government has let the economy plunge into an economic crisis, into a serious crisis, and they can't provide jobs for us. What we want from Mr. Mugabe is for him as the chair of the SADC and the chair of the AU, and to make sure that the South African government is, we believe that the South African government has been complacent and it is allowing this to happen because they also don't want the political pressure on their own government from their own people. So they've allowed our people to be the scapegoats. And this must stop. Xenophobia must stop. We are Africa and we are all Africans.
In the petition, the protesters said the South African government has a legal obligation to protect all immigrants under its own laws and international statutes. They also urged that country to investigate the xenophobic attacks and arrest those responsible for the violence. The march was almost disrupted by ZANU-PF youths who were angered by some T-shirts worn by protesters calling on the Zimbabwe government to find protest leader Itai Dzamara of Occupy Africa Unity Square campaign, who was allegedly abducted by state security agents more than a month ago. Reports say there are still some xenophobic attacks going on in South Africa today, despite an appeal by President Jacob Zuma for an end of the violence. Meanwhile, in a statement released today, the United States Embassy condemned the violence against foreigners taking place in KwaZulu-Natal and other parts of South Africa. The embassy said the U.S. remains concerned at the loss of innocent lives, destruction of property, and impact on families and communities. It urged individuals involved to refrain from all forms of violence and exercise restraint and rely on peaceful dialogue to resolve any differences. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Mavis Gama.